Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip of Wednesday, the 8th of January. No football today, and this is when you start. None today, none tomorrow, so you start turning your eyes to the weekend, and I am dreading it. I'm not dreading it from a punting point of view. I'll be glad when we get it all back by the 17th. But the fixture, one of the fixtures I hate the most. I can't bear the North London Derby. I have anxiety attacks in it just for them beating us. Don't mind the old West Ham Derby because we know we're going to give them a pasting. But the old Scousers, I am dreading. I mean, they are going to give us a pasting this week. It's amazing. I spoke to a Liverpool fan yesterday. Absolute numpty. Saying they're not going to win the league or not convinced yet. Silly odds against Tottenham. I mean, we are shite. We are, just understand, we are absolutely useless. And we got Kane out, Lloris out, Sissoko out, which isn't a bad thing, but we don't have any midfielders. And Ndombele out, who looks like half a decent player if we can get him fit. Other than that, we're crap. I mean, Norwich 2 goals, Southampton, everybody scores against us. I can't remember the last clean sheet. Burnley, we had one, and that's it. Other than that, I can't remember. We're absolute garbage. We are going to get battered on Saturday. I'm dreading it. I think we could get 4-5. It could be a Dartford, as I said to John Woods yesterday, could be a Dartford Bridge job about 8 o'clock. If you get reports of a Spurs fan flinging himself off Dartford Bridge 8 o'clock Saturday night, you know it's me and there won't be a pod Sunday. Dreading it. I am. It's going to be a horrible couple of days. I've got to go. See, I have to go. I have to go to it, so I almost feel a duty, but I'd rather just curl up in a ball in the corner. Horrible, isn't it? Yeah, horrible. Right, yeah, good pod yesterday, wasn't it? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed doing it. I like getting things off my chest. And I've had a good few of you email me things about the 100-day plan, which is great. A few of you I've replied to, and the running thing is make sure you're not doing too much. Plenty of other bits that I will cover. People asking about value. There's lots of stuff to cover over the year. I certainly can't cover it in however many characters we're allowed on Twitter these days. Right, quick one today because I've got a meeting in London. And then tomorrow I'll get on to habits and things. And it'll be a quick one Friday because obviously we've got football. I have got one horse for you. We had another couple of winners yesterday. This one is 2 p.m. at Newcastle. 2 p.m. at Newcastle, Concierge, win and place. 2 p.m. Newcastle, Concierge, win and place. People asking me when to do these. You can do them whenever. They're probably going to shorten up. You know, but not all of them will. But there's not a lot of money on Betfair in the morning. So, you know, if you're using bookies, I'd do them when you get them. But you're going to win money. If you do every one of them, you will win money, you know, betting 5 minutes before the off. But you must accept they probably will shorten up throughout the day. But, you know, there's not a ton of money in the morning. I get that. I try and make sure I check the prices. That's when you hear me say I'm checking the markets. I try and make sure that there's the value in it still for you. I don't just whack them out any old willy-nilly. And as I'm speaking to you, another one has arrived, so I'll give you that as well. 3 p.m. Newcastle, home before dusk. 3 p.m. Newcastle, home before dusk. So 2 p.m. Newcastle, Concierge. 3 p.m. Newcastle, home before dusk. I'm trying to remember Alistair to speak and give the bet slower, because I know some of you have said I rush through it and you don't get them and you need to write them down and stuff like that. Apologies. Right, there's no Golf Guru bets this week. He's not having a bet. Obviously, I spoke to people about existing members. Sort that out if you will. I'll be dealing with that tomorrow morning. I'll sort the mailing list out and I'll send a couple of test mails. Those of you who are not members who would like to join, we'll sort that out tomorrow and Friday as well. So there'll be an area on the website in the next couple of days for people who wish to give the Golf Guru a go. It's one payment for the year and that covers the year. Again, only do if it fits in with you and understand you're betting big prices. So it's going to, you know, it can go on losing runs, but you have big winners. It's not like betting football or horses. So make sure it fits you. As I say, it's my favourite. I love it because I like being involved in big winners, big prices come Sunday. The first bets will be next Wednesday. Sends an email on a Wednesday. So anybody who has joined, rejoined, if you don't get selections next Wednesday, I'll mention this a couple of times, give me a shout and I will sort it. I'm going to do my own golf bets every week for the podcast. I'm starting again. I used to do a lot of trading on golf, but the trading's got harder unless your man's in it at the death. The markets seem to have cottoned on to this a bit more, and people don't shorten like they do. So it's this sort of evolution of markets. So I'm actually this year, I'm going to bet myself, I'm going to start in small, I'm only having a small bank, and I'm going to bet these win and place. So you're happy to follow along if you want, again, only if it suits you. I am backing two golfers this week. I am backing Joachim Niemann at 36 on Betfair. I'll give you the win price. And I'm backing Kevin Kisner at 55. Now, you are welcome to, as I say, follow me on those. What I will say is, if they do sort of go to 1.1, 1.2, and they're in a sort of two-way shout to win it, I almost certainly will trade them. But I used to do sort of taking mistake out and dobbing them and stuff like that. But I'll only trade them if they're right in the mix. So if you want to follow along, then do feel free. As I say, it's purely up to you. But they are the two golfers I'm betting. It is Joachim Niemann at 36 and Kevin Kisner at 55. The two horses are Home Before Dusk in the 3 p.m. at Newcastle and Concierge in the 2 p.m. at Newcastle. I'll leave you to it. Have a lovely Wednesday, although it's quiet. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning.